beautiful moment of grace the Lord has given to us to express our love for Him. We're still in the octave of Christmas, so today Holy Mother Church focuses our attention on that holy family, that family which we celebrate on Christmas Day. Not only the child, but the entire family. Thereby placing that family as a model for our various families to imitate. When I reflected on the scriptures, it became more evident that if there's been any time in the world that we need to model our own lives, our own family, to that of the Holy Family of Nazareth, it is now. It was Mother Teresa that said that today, the greatest suffering that have befallen the world is the suffering that have come upon the family itself. So the family, if it's not strong, the society can never be strong. Mother Teresa went on to say that in various families today, members of the family do not speak to each other. Some do not have that time anymore to even look at each other or to enjoy each other's company. It is so sad that children, whatever they expect from their parents, they cannot have it. And what the husband expects from the wife, he cannot have it. What the wife expects from the husband, she cannot have it, because each and every one in the family have become homeless, even at home. G.K. Chesterton, one of the English writers, pointed out rightly that, yes, there will come a time in our world whereby people will sought after two kinds of freedom. Freedom from life, freedom from love. And when we see today, it's translated into our various families. Many do not want life. Many do not even want love. They do not want to share the love which they should, or which they actually promise before the Lord on the altar, that they will love each other even in sickness, even at suffering, even in the time of pain. It's so hard that we sometimes forget about the bonds that unite us together as a family, that it should be built upon the rock of commitment, self-sacrifice, and fidelity. But when the storm begins to strike on that boat of the family, if the family members are not united, it wrecks the entire boat. So we see in the life of the Holy Family, which we placed as a model for us, Mary and Joseph were not exception. They had to go through a lot, as all of us know. But because they had strong faith in God, they were united. Even in exile to Egypt, they were united because they had strong faith in God. A person who does not have faith in God has lost hope. That person has lost everything, because life has no meaning whatsoever. But come to think about it, in all this that we always undergo in our lives, in our relationship, in our family life, yes, it may look as if all these things we are talking about is just, you know, part of what we've been hearing for many, many years or centuries. But the reality is that without God, there is no hope. Nothing can function properly. As Bishop Sheen added, if there is a time in our lives that we feel confused in the world, wondering, why should things be happening this way in my family? Why is it that I am the one facing all this hardship? Then we should quickly begin to ask ourselves this question. Has God ever suffered? Does he know what I suffer? Has he ever experienced pain? Has he ever been homeless? Has he ever bear any kind of scourges? Has he suffered? Well, the answer to that question lies in the readings we heard, the gospel we heard. He was rendered in exile. That's what St. Matthew says. So he knows what we go through every day. He knows the suffering that sometimes enveloped our own faith, that it seems that everything is so dark that there is no hope. He knows it better than we do. But at the same time, he still invites us to Nazareth. Nazareth is a place where we retire into the sanctuary of our lives, where God dwells, is a place of prayer. Nazareth is a place, it's a hidden place. It's a place where the practice of virtue thrive. That is what the Lord invites us into. That whenever we experience those tough times in the family, maybe the loss of someone, especially during this Christmas time, the table, the chair may have been empty because we turn around, we don't see our loved one. Whenever we experience that emptiness, it is time to retire into Nazareth. Nazareth was a place after the exile, after the journey from Egypt. Notice, they did not go back to Bethlehem where he was born, but they retired to a small Galilee village called Nazareth. Jesus lived there for 30 years before he went out for his public ministry, which he only did for 3 years before he gave up his life for the sake of love. So we have to come to that point in our lives, my brothers and sisters in Christ, where we retire into that Nazareth of our lives, so that we will have the strength to go out and live that life which we have been called to live. And what is this life? It's a life to allow the light of Christ shine, beginning from our home. For they often say charity begins at home. Like just a couple of days ago, we heard St. John said, you are a liar if you say you love God and yet you do not love the person next to you. So my brothers and sisters, we pray today that our Heavenly Father, on this feast of the Holy Family, will help us to model our own life, our own family, after that of the Holy Family of Nazareth, that joy and peace may continue to reign. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten.
begotten Son, one of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from Father.